Hi, Grandma. It's Jason.
Yes, Jason. How are you, dear?
Good. How are you? How's everything?
I'm managing. I am, sort of have a good old age here,
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Not complaining.
So I wanted to ask you a few questions that maybe you can say something that I can then put on this show for the people listening.
All right.
Like an interview.
Me.
Okay, so the first thing I would ask you is, what is the most important thing that you think is for young people to learn about being Jewish?
Well, we are very good people.
Shalom, everyone. Welcome to the first installment of a brand new podcast called Jew Oughta Know. Kicking things off with my 93-year-old Grandma Celia there on the phone. My name is Jason Harris, and I am your host for this podcast adventure. By day, I run Birthright Israel programs at the Jewish Community Federation in San Francisco, California. At night, I do other things. Anyway, I came up with the idea of doing a podcast because, well, people are very busy. There's too much to do and not enough time to do it all. And I know, especially for my Birthright participants who I take to Israel, they are so, so, so busy that they just don't have time to, like, attend lots of lectures and events about Jewish topics. But I am hoping that you do have 15 minutes here and there to engage with some Jewish content, be entertained, and learn something. So with that, I give you brand new podcast, Jew Oughta Know.
על הקמת מדינה יהודית בארץ ישראל.
I would say to young people that we can do everyone our share to redeem the world.
Let me jump right in. So a couple of years ago, I was staffing a Birthright trip in Israel for college students. And we were at Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Memorial Museum in Jerusalem. For those of you who have been there, we were at the most depressing part of the tour, like the room with the shoes from Auschwitz. You know what I'm talking about. It comes like 2 hours into the tour, you're already emotionally overwhelmed, and then they hit you with this room and everyone just like crashes, right? If you've been there, you totally have the image in your mind. So right in the middle of this, one of my participants comes up and says, "Hey, Jason, I have a question." And I'm like, "Now? Like, okay, all right, what's up?" And he says, "So I'm really confused about something that I keep hearing on this trip. Several people have mentioned it, but I really don't think it's like a thing. So maybe you can explain this to me and why they keep mentioning this. Something about like the Jews having been slaves in Egypt. I mean, does that sound right to you?" And I go, "Well, yes," I say. "I mean, it was a key part of our tradition is that we were slaves in Egypt in ancient times." And he goes, wow, that's incredible. I'd never even heard the story before. So Jason, where does this information come from? Like, where can I find out about it?" And I say, "Well, I mean, just at the most basic level, I mean, the Bible, it's one of the key stories in the Bible." And he goes, "Huh." He's just really confused. He's like, I've never even heard that this was a thing." And I say, "Well, actually, you probably have." I said, like Moses, right? Like if I say to you, Moses and the Ten Commandments and Mount Sinai and Pharaoh and all that, I mean, you have some idea what I'm talking about, right? And he says, "Oh, yeah, Moses. I've heard of that guy."
Moses.
From this encounter, I realized that a lot of my Birthright participants had a real hunger for wanting to learn about all things Jewish, and there just wasn't enough time on a 10-day Birthright trip to get it all. So over the last few years of staffing Birthright trips and then even in between trips, I've been kind of keeping track in my head of all the questions that people ask me, whether it's on a trip or after a trip, or maybe we do discuss it on a trip, but maybe we just never get to it. And I've kind of just had this running list in my head for a few years now, and this podcast is a way for me to like answer all these questions that keep coming up. So here at Jew Oughta Know, I'm going to cover any and all things Jewish. History, philosophy, religion, ideas, people, Israel, current events, culture, you name it. So basically, it's a compendium of all these questions I get asked on birthright trips, plus other stuff I think Jews really ought to know.
Tradition!
Now, I'm not going to start at the beginning of Jewish history and then move up to today chronologically, because we would never actually make it. I mean, you can study this stuff your entire life, and we're talking about Jewish history that is going back 3,500 years or even maybe 4,000 years. So if you find yourself uninterested in a certain topic, that's okay. You don't feel like you have to listen to it. I won't be upset. Just wait an episode or two and I'll move on to something else. The great weakness of a podcast, of course, is that there are no visual images. And when we're talking about all things Jewish, it's really important to see some maps and photographs and other visual images and things like that. So to that end, I'm creating a Facebook group or Facebook page, whatever. I do Jewish history. I don't do tech. And it's going to be on Facebook. It's called the Jew I Don't Know Podcast. Feel free to follow along there. I'll be posting when new episodes are up, and I'll be posting visual images from those episodes. I'll have guest speakers and interviews along the way, like with Grandma Celia, and this will hopefully be a nice blend of documentary, storytelling sesh, and, well, like, whatever just comes off the top of my head. If you've been on a birthright trip with me, you know that whatever just comes off the top of my head. Yeah. Anyway, I love talking about Jewish history and ideas and current events, and I'm really excited to begin this project and bring this unique podcast to you all. So with that, let me go back to Grandma Celia as she tells us what she thinks is really the most important thing for us to know and to learn about as Jews.
We have to listen to God's commandment. Love each other. Love your mother and father. That's the Tenth Commandment when Moses came down with the Torah, remember?
Right.
This is the Ten Commandments for the world, how people should live together, you know. Respect each other, respect your house, your parents, bring up the children. Judaism is family-minded, family-minded.
Yeah.
You know?
Tradition!
So that's our first episode of Jew I Don't Know. Hopefully you liked it and plan to stick around a little bit. I think we'll spend the next few episodes kind of getting situated with the basics of Judaism and kind of fundamental stuff that we should all understand to get on the same page for the rest of the podcast. So for our next episode, our second one, we're going to be talking about the Jewish calendar and the months and the years and the days and explaining how it all works. Hope you'll listen in then. This is going to be a really fun adventure. Hopefully you'll stick with me. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Next time.